One of the tunes Henry Reed taught me was a tune that he learned from Quince Dillon. Quince Dillon was, this is kind of head-turning to think about. Quince Dillon was 90 when Henry Reed was learning tunes from him as a kid before the turn of the century. And, of course, Henry Reed was in his 80s when I was learning from him. So Quince Dillon was actually born in 1810, and he was a fifer as well as a fiddler. And he played the fife in the Mexican War and as an older man in the Civil War. And I sometimes tell people that he sort of epitomized what I read once in a history book in 11th grade American history course. And there was a little chapter called Jacksonian Democracy. And so, you know, this sort of frontier democracy era that Andrew Jackson ushered in. Well, Quince Dillon was Jacksonian democracy. But, you know, Jacksonian democracy, when we think about it, sounds like it was a long time ago. But there was only one person between me and Quince Dillon. So here's Quince Dillon. Now, this tune, Henry Reed didn't name, but the people, the circle around us in the Hollow Rock String Band, picked it up from us, and they started playing it too, and it gradually acquired the name Quince Dillon's High D Tune. And so now the world knows it as Quince Dillon's High D Tune. The world has sort of consecrated it, you might say. You know, but Henry Reed didn't call it that. But hey, you know, what they said isn't always what rules. You know, these things develop and change, and that's good and healthy. And so Quince Dillon's High D Tune it is. But I have changed it in one way. We used to play it in two parts because that's the way I learned it from Henry Reed. But I've been playing lately with James Reed. James is one of Henry Reed's sons, and he's a wonderful guitar player, and he plays a little bit on the fiddle too. And James said, he says, you know, Daddy used to play some extra parts in there, and by the time you came along, he just left them out and didn't bother to play them. And so James sort of tries to show me how the extra parts go, and so I've now added in the extra parts to Quince Dillon's High D Tune, as we now call it. And so